let's recap the week, okay? Khashoggi assassinated in a Turkish embassy, a massacre in a Jewish synagogue, an announcement to pull out of the nuclear treaty with Russia, a scheme to smear Mueller before the midterms with a paid accusation of sexual malfeasance, troops sent to the border to guard against hundreds of women and children escaping violence in Central America, pipe bombs sent to a dozen Democrats and news organizations, Trump's threat to end birthing rights to those born in America. Try to keep up if you can. Well, it's impossible. Most of us have already forgotten Khashoggi, murdered apparently by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, a friend to Trump's son-in-law and Trump himself, who thinks maybe the 27 excuses the prince has given should be assumed true, at least until the next alibi. But hey, it's already page 17. Old news buried under 250 tweets. Our short attention spans have been diverted down 16 rabbit holes since then, and the next big tweet is coming in like a tomahawk missile soon as you open up that computer. There are terrorists in the invading force south of the border. There are people with diseases they intend to spread across borderless America. The children of immigrants should never be given citizenship, even if they're born here, regardless of the 14th Amendment. Not if an executive order can stop them. An anti-Semite walked into a Jewish synagogue with an AR-15 assault rifle and murdered 11 people who had spent their lives helping immigrants acclimate to this very strange culture we have. The president tweeted that when he went to Pittsburgh to show his empathy to the grieving city, he and Melania were shown a great deal of respect. Not one word about the victims. Not one word about the climate that created a monster. Nope. Nice visit. Thanks for the courtesy to me and the missus. Did his politics of division trigger this rampage? Hell if I know. But the drumbeat of mockery, the dog-whistled racism, the attacks on the press as fake and unbalanced, I think we all know they had something to do with it. Don't blame the messenger, he says. Don't blame me. We need to come together. One America, united we stand. Then he tweets that the lying press is the enemy of the people. This week we're voting. My ballot went in last week. Rumor in the lying press is that we're turning out in record numbers for the midterm. We're going to see in a week who America thinks is the real enemy.